Start by getting in a comfortable position. I suggest having your feet on the floor, your hands resting in your lap, and closing your eyes. Take a deep breath in through your nose and out through your mouth. Take another deep breath in through your nose and out through your mouth. I want you to picture with me the happiest holiday moment that you have. Think of a memory, even a fleeting one, of a moment that you felt happy and warm. Think of a moment that makes you smile when it comes to Christmas. Hold on to that thought. And I want you to imagine with me. I want you to imagine what it would be like to have the Christmas of your dreams. If you could make Christmas look like anything you wanted it to look like, what would that be? How would that feel? Picture where you are. Who surrounds you? Is there music playing? Are there twinkly lights? Are you alone? Are you home? Are you on vacation? Picture what is important to you. If you could choose, if nothing else mattered, if nobody else came into play, if you could have the Christmas that you want, what would that look like? I want you to try to smell what you might smell. See what's around you. Hear the sounds. Is it warm or is it cold? Really try to place yourself in a Christmas that brings you joy. I want you to anchor to those thoughts. I want you to hold on to them. Now think back to last Christmas. Maybe to a moment that wasn't so joyful, wasn't so ideal. When you think about that moment, how does that make you feel? If there was a family conflict or a financial burden, feel that. What does that make you feel? I want you to come back now to the happy Christmas, the ideal Christmas in your mind. Feel the difference. Now, it may not be possible for you to have that exact Christmas this year, but there are elements of it, elements that you can pick out that are possible. So I want you to rest in this just for another moment. Rest in the thoughts of the ideal Christmas. And when you're ready, open your eyes. Take a moment now, while it's fresh in your mind, to write down all of the things that stood out to you about the happy, ideal Christmas. All of the ways that it was special. All of the details that you can put together. And then we can work through some of the details. But remember the not good feelings of the things that you didn't like so much. And then the happy feelings of what you'd ideally have. And a lot of times, we can choose more of what makes us happy if we focus on being strong. I know it can be overwhelming, but it's worth looking into. This is your life. Why not have a Christmas that you love and enjoy? So take a moment now to write down those things. And hopefully we'll connect with you soon on the blog.